That wasn't rhetorical. It just went over your head. Back to Groover.
All right, a lot of fog across Michigan. It's that time of the year, you know. So you need to be careful out there. It's foggy out there, which means, you know, accidents can happen. When you get that dense fog, you hit a patch, and all of a sudden it's like a whiteout condition, right? And when you hit that whiteout condition, you can't see where you're going, and, you know, everything can change in the blink of an eye when it's foggy like this on these cool fall mornings. I urge you to be careful out there because an accident can change everything. And I want to make sure that you're okay, and I want to make sure you're being taken care of. When it comes to Brett Kavanaugh, the battles continue, as you well know. Looking at new polling, by the way, my predictions are closer than they have been because the races that I say the Republicans are going to win in the United States Senate races around the country are lining up properly now. I say that because you look at polling in places like Indiana, where the incumbent senator, the Democrat Joe Donnelly, was leading his opponent, Braun is the man's name, who could, by the way, could be a stump. Nobody knows the guy. And Braun's leading by 2 points there. This race between Braun and Donnelly. Mike Braun, nobody really knows who the guy is. He's a business guy. And he's ahead of Joe Donnelly. And if you go to North Dakota, new polling there from yesterday, Heidi Heitkamp in deep trouble, as her opponent is a well-known member of Congress. Kevin Cramer is a well-known member of Congress. He's leading her by 4 points. And so as we begin to roll these out and look at what's going on, I can tell you that my 4-6 seat pickup for the Republicans, that prediction, looking pretty good. Brand new polling out of Arizona now shows Martha McSally, who is poised in effect to replace John McCain, even though it's not his seat exactly, because John Kyle is going to sit in that seat for 2 years. But there's an open Arizona seat because Jeff Flake is leaving. Martha McSally is going to take that position. And so we'll keep you up to date on that. Right now, it looks like the Republicans will be 4-6 seats ahead when it's all said and done on Election Day midterms, unless something dramatic changes. As we were talking about here at the top of the segment, fog out there this time of the year can make it very dangerous behind the wheel. And you know, the blink of an eye, it can all change. My next guest, John Prosser, has written a new book, Accident, Michigan's Insurance Model for America. John, welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Steve.
This is a conversation that I think continues to repeat itself. Is on one side, you have people say, well, Michigan's car insurance is far too expensive and it's hurting people. And then people on the other side like yourself say, now, wait a second. We have people that have catastrophic injuries that are covered for life under this program, and therefore they don't go bankrupt and their families don't go bankrupt. You decided to write a book. Do tell.
Well, it's all about the fact that we have the finest model in America here in Michigan, Steve. And 45 years ago, our legislature studied the reality that people with brain and spinal cord injuries were underserved and undercompensated. And they said, because we make the cars in Michigan that people are getting injured in, we can design a better way. And so Michigan enjoys this very forward-thinking model that provides lifetime care within a context, and it prevents people from going bankrupt due to medical bills. Now, if you don't live in Michigan, which is the point of the book, Steve, and every other state in America, and you had a catastrophic injury, this happens every day, 800 people have a brain injury, 50 people have a spinal cord injury, you are going to go bankrupt due to your medical bills. You will then end up on Medicaid, where the resources allocated are wholly insignificant and inadequate to serve your personal needs. And then to what avail? The insurance companies are making massive profits selling billions of policies. In America, there are 200 million drivers, Steve, and they spend $300 billion on automobile insurance. So the question is this. My son and I wrote the book, and we posed this question. Why do the legislatures in 49 states allow the insurance companies to sell a product with no apparent value for a similar price to Michigan, which provides lifetime care and prevents bankruptcy due to medical bills. And so that's what the book is all about. I can tell you that state legislators in Florida, Texas, Illinois, and New York are very interested in why have they never heard of this?
Well, why have they not heard of it? If it's as good as advertised, and it's been here since what, 1976, right?
72, yeah, 72.
All right, since the 1970s. I was young then, John. You'll have to forgive me.
Well, you and me both, brother.
Well, there you go. We were both young once and not driving. But now that we do, and these injuries, you know, I know of an accident that happened just here a couple of weeks ago. A guy that listened to this program regularly injured with a closed head injury in a motorcycle accident. Probably not going to recover properly. And he's going to be covered by this.
Your brain is soft tissue, and when that gets shook up and you interrupt the neural pathways for how your brain's been trained your entire life, it's very difficult to get back to that. Now, the good news is, in Michigan, we have the best rehabilitation facilities in the world, in America. We actually have 155 CARF accredited. That's CARF is the acronym for the accreditation body that says you're top of the food chain for rehab. We have 155. Because there are no payer sources, Steve, consider that Florida, with double our population, only has three. California, with four times our population, only has four. Why? Because there is no payer source. You cannot get the aggressive, persistent therapies that you need from Medicare, Medicaid, or even your health insurance. Health insurance is capped at 30 visits combined per year, which reflects Medicaid. And sadly, Medicare is abysmal compared to that. So Michigan has all of this coverage. And, you know, the big debate right now is why are our insurance rates so high, Steve? And the fact of the matter is, it's a major flaw that our legislature has to fix, because for far too long, no one has held Michigan insurance companies accountable. They actually create their very argument. They create these outrageous rates using the file and use method. And what we actually need in Michigan, Steve, is we need actuarially justified rates. Now, the legislature knows this because, interestingly, they put those words in one of their bills in recent years, but it just hasn't been able to pass. The fact of the matter is, the lower premiums has to come from that kind of an approach, because otherwise insurance companies can just charge whatever they want, and it's out of control.
And that leaves the consumer at their mercy, in your estimation.
Well, absolutely, and please recall, I am part of the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault. I'm on the board of directors. For the last 10 years solid, we have been pushing back against these ill-fated ideas. So for your listeners, if you're interested in preserving, protecting the finest model in America for the care of yourself or your loved ones, then go to our website, which is protectnofault.org. protectnofault.org. You can read about all the issues. You can read about...
And for the critics, hold on to me. Before we let you go, real quickly, and give me something that says for those that say the price is just too high. What do you say to those folks?
Well, I'd say you have to consider it from multiple perspectives. I mean, it may be a high price, that's true, but if you shop it four or five times, you're going to get a lower price on that fifth one. The fact of the matter is, at any price, we have the greatest value in America. You will not lose your house. You will not go bankrupt from medical bills, and you will get aggressive, persistent care for a lifetime. There's no argument that with, you know, your full PIP coverage in Michigan, in-home attending care, aggressive, persistent therapies, you're way better off than living in any other state, period.
John Prosser, greatly appreciate the time. As always, the book, Accident, Outlining Michigan's No-Fault System. John, as always, thank you.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people: those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber identity theft protection solution.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Small Talk Children's Assessment Center presents a charity event and auction October 11th. Small Talk is a state-of-the-art center leading the community in addressing child abuse and empowering children to have the courage to heal. Tickets start at $25. Sponsorships start at $1,000. Learn more at smalltalkcac.org. That's smalltalkcac.org. Don't miss the Small Talk charity event and auction Thursday, October 11th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Radisson Hotel in